Previously on the escape world, Magnus, Kelvin and the Cobra were captured by a tribe. In return for the chief's kind gesture, the chief wanted them to solve a problem for him and his tribe. The Cobra says he has an idea, but does he really know what he is doing? Tune in to find out. Episode 4, Flappers, Crushers, Marauders. Magnus, Kelvin and the Cobra woke up in the morning to the sound of a trumpet playing loud music. They got ready for the day and went out. When the tribesmen saw the three, they immediately went to call their chief to tell him that it was time for them to give them an answer to their problem. Everybody gathered around the middle of the village, most of them expecting a sad fate for the new visitors. The chief came up onto a raised platform and said a few words in their native language. Translator did the translating so that the three could understand what the chief was saying. "Good morning, my friends. Today we have come here to see if our new visitors have any solutions to our problem. Remember, if they cannot give us an answer, they will be executed," the translator finished. The Cobra said, "Yes, your honorable chief, we have a solution."
"Our plan is very simple," said Kelvin. "The reason why your village is attacked is because it stands out to the rest of the jungle. If you can paint your houses in colors such as brown or green, they will look similar to the jungle fauna."
"Also," said Magnus, "even if somebody attacks your village, you need to set up traps around it so that they will be stuck in it and cannot get into the interior of the village. Look, we have made a few drawings of the traps that you could set up." He showed them a sand trap. "This is one of the most effective traps. If you have any quicksand, you can collect it and make a trap using it." The chief looked at all the traps and thought about the idea for a bit. Then he shouted something in exclamation that must have sounded like, "They survive!" Now everybody was happy. Together they painted all the houses. They also set up some traps. That night, all of them went to sleep peacefully, thinking that no enemy could attack them now. But boy, were they wrong. The three woke up in the middle of the night to the sound of another loud trumpet. It was clearly not morning, so they were very confused.
"Why are we being woken up at this time?" said the Cobra.
"I have no clue," said Magnus.
"Let's go check it out," said Kelvin.
Together, they went out of the house to see everybody outside panicking.
"What's wrong?" said Kelvin.
The translator said quickly, "There, somebody has attacked us. We don't know how they have gotten in. Everybody is panicking now. There's a fire going out everywhere."
"Well, do you have any weapons?" said Kelvin.
"Yeah, we need something to defend ourselves," said Magnus.
"Unfortunately, no," said the translator. "We are almost a peaceful tribe. We do not carry weapons."
"All right," said the Cobra. "I guess we'll have to make some ourselves. Come on, Magnus, go get some firewood. And Kelvin, just bring up all the rope you can. I will make something."
They went to do as they were told, and soon Magnus came back with a heap of firewood, and Kelvin came back with a foot of rope.
"Good," said the Cobra. "Do any of you have a huge ball?"
"Oh yes, I do," said the translator. "I'll get it from the chief's house." He went and shortly came back with a huge metal ball. God knows what he was using it for.
"All right," said the Cobra.
Together, they put the wood together, tied it with some rope, and made it into a giant catapult. They got many more balls, courtesy the translator.
they put them all about, and then they put one person each to hold the catapult and fire it at the correct time. 3, 2, 1, fire! Said Magnus, and they all fired the cannons. There were loud oomphs. None of them knew who was attacking them because it was too dark. Together, they got some firewood and made a huge fire. They all took one of the fire in so that they could see. They went towards the fallen enemies and looked. They were huge purple creatures with wings. Everybody was confused. In their long stay here, they had never seen such an enemy. What could this possibly be?
Flappers,
Kelvin said under his breath.
Oh, no, no, no.
Why, what's wrong? Said Magnus. These are flappers, said the cobra.
These are very dangerous. They are spies for Melvin. Since they can fly, they can retrieve valuable information that Melvin needs. If a flapper was here, that means...
He was interrupted by a huge thump, thump, thump. Everybody got extremely scared. Come on, come on, we can do this, said Magnus. Let's use the catapults again. They got the same balls, but this time put some fire on it, because the enemy was definitely a huge creature.
3, 2, 1, fire,
said the cobra, and boom, all of them launched the cannon. But there were no oomphs. Instead, it just felt like the enemy was just getting angrier. They did it again. Boom! The enemy roared in pain. It must have been extremely angry. It charged at the tribal people. Everybody ran. All of them were too panicked to just wait there and fire again. The cobra said to Magnus,
"Quick, quick, take the bow from the tribe's leader's room. I know he has one there. I've looked."
Magnus went to the chief's house and took a bow and arrow. He got it back.
"Now what am I supposed to do with this?" said Magnus.
"I don't know how to fire a bow."
"Not you, you dummy. Give it to Kelvin. He's a king's brother. He knows how to hold an arrow and a bow. He can definitely shoot down the villain."
Kelvin took the bow and arrow in his hand and shot it. There was a loud sick and the enemy fell down, defeated. Again, everybody went to see who the enemy was.
"This is a crusher," said Kelvin. "It's another spy for Melvin. There must be another type of spy coming, because if any place is attacked, it is always attacked by three, not two."
Just as expected, another round of enemies came. This time, they looked pretty normal-sized. They looked like normal humans, except that they were purple and had large horns. This time, the village had run out of big balls, so they could not use the catapult.
"On the count of three, everybody charge! 3, 2,
"Are you mad?" said Magnus.
"1, run!"
Everybody ran towards the enemy. They all came and crashed into the people. Surprised, the enemy ran away, terrified.
"You guys need to be more ready for attacks like these," said Kelvin.
"If this attack has already come, it might come again later." Those were marauders, the most timid type of spies. Melvin usually relies on the crushers and the flappers, but the marauders just come because they can sneak through the ground. "Come on, let's go back to sleep." Together, everybody went back into their huts and went back to sleep. Nobody was really able to sleep because it had been such an eventful day. In the morning, Kelvin, Magnus and the Cobra woke up again to the sound of the loud trumpet. They got out and saw everybody was packing up their bags.
"They must be moving," said Kelvin.
Since the attack of yesterday, they must be thinking that they should go to another stronghold.
"Well, now where should we go?" said Magnus.
"Come on, let's just go. I know another safe spot," said the Cobra.
And together, they packed their things and walked out of the village. They trudged on and on, the Cobra leading the way.
"Yes, yes, I know this place. Let's keep going," said the Cobra.
Suddenly, there was a loud flapping of wings and everybody ducked. There was a loud screech and the winged creature came down onto them.
"It's a flapper, run!" said Kelvin.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that episode of The Escape World. Well, now, thank you for listening to this podcast for 3 whole seasons. You help me and motivate me to put more episodes on this. Bye!